Economics, the dismal science, or so Thomas Carlyle declared it in 1848. There's depth in that appellation, but let's focus more on how the methods of economics have commonly failed us in both national policies and our personal transactions. Up until recent decades, the foundations of economics were based on the assumption that businesses do, and ordinary people could, make their economic decisions rationally, even quantitatively. A growing number of studies now affirm that we often make decisions without due reflection, without unbiased quantitative reasoning. Rather, we decide intuitively with many biases and dubious bases. Daniel Kahneman, a psychologist, shared the Nobel Prize in 2002. He probes our irrationality. Wait, let's phrase that as intuition, a long-evolved feature of our brains. I take issue with much of what Kahneman says, but I'll accept one thing he and others have proved solidly. We are much more averse to risk than we are to embrace a gain of the same potential effect. I'd say that evolved to shield us from the gambler's ruin. Even with balanced chances of gains that equal losses, inevitably you will have a long run of random losses to bankrupt you. We, a plant or an insect responding to good and bad times, need to respond more strongly to potential losses than to potential gains, or we die sooner. We all evolved more conservative actions. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.